Hello, this is Liz Lawless, and welcome to Creative Passions Radio. We're happy to have you today visiting with us and listening online on internet radio. And we want to welcome Randy Wills to join us today. And we're going to be talking with Randy about his creative passion or passions, as the case may be, as some of us have more than one passion. Welcome to the show, Randy.
Good to be here.
What's your number one passion?
Growing up in a musical family, second generation, third generation, all about music. And so I knew early on as a boy in the 50s, if I want to share my age, of my love for music. It was all around me, and I thought everybody did music, so I wanted to do it.
Was it performing music? Was it playing, or was it the singing, or was it all of the above? When did you start?
It had to do with piano. I did because my dad had the only music store in Arlington, Texas, for about 10 years or so, from the mid-50s to the mid-60s. And I grew up playing on some guitars, bass guitars, ukuleles. Mm-hmm. But ultimately ended up being the piano for me. So I started taking lessons when I was age 7 and took for 8 years till I was 15, and had some great teachers along the way. A couple of them still alive and with us today in their 80s. My last teacher, Jack Taylor, I studied with him about 3 years. And as time went on, he was trying to teach me all the good stuff, the classics, the correct, legitimate approach to playing piano. And I got down that road a little ways, but my ear took over.
Yeah.
And he loved to fuss at me about halfway through the lesson. He'd say, "Now wait just a minute, you're not reading that music. You're playing that by ear, aren't you?" And so eventually I bailed on the lessons and started playing by ear off the cuff, and kind of been my passion ever since.
Well, tell me a little bit. As you got on older and you were doing things later, you became, is that when the recording came along? Or
yeah.
Did you do some other musical work in between? Or?
That's a fun part of the story, because my dad in the 60s, early 60s, and as he added space to this music store, added the piano store, and added some teaching studios, and then eventually turned one of the three teaching studios he had, teaching rooms, into a recording studio. And he spent what was a lot of money back then to buy a tape recorder, a mastering tape recorder that was only mono. So this was pre-stereo, or at least affordable stereo recording, and he went to all the trouble to cut that little window between the two rooms, you know, and one of the teaching studios with the big upright piano was the studio side. And he just started making records. They formed a record company in the late 50s called Sword and Shield Records. Through those years, we've tried to count, haven't been able to get a complete count, but recorded somewhere between 400 and 500 records.
Wow.
And with nearly that many different kinds of groups, you know.
Right, all kinds of music.
300, 400 different groups, family groups, soloists. One of those groups was a family group. I think they came in from Lubbock or somewhere. And it was a cute family, the Kingham family, and it was two brothers and a sister. And they wanted to record with my dad and make a record. Mm-hmm. And they had a good piano player working with them, but I talked them into letting me play bass,
because
I'd been learning to play.
She
loves
right.
you, yeah, yeah, yeah. And so that was my first recording experience on an album, playing bass, and I was 13 years old.
Randy, I wanted to ask you a little bit about what you're doing currently, and tell us a little bit about that. I think you've got your own band, and maybe you play with the family some too. Tell us a little bit.
Well, over time, it was great to do production work and work in the recording studio like we just talked about. But really, if I had to pick, the passion would be to play live performance, partly because I grew up doing that with my singing family. And over the years, as I grew and improved as a player and learned how to read charts, but that thing about live performance kept me in trying out for and putting together all kinds of different bands. Sometimes most of them were pop groups. We even started a group one time when Catman Tennille was really hot on the charts. As a keyboard player, I thought, well, this is just too cool. We don't need any guitar players. We don't need any bass players.
So we
put together a group with two guys playing keyboards and just stacks of keyboards piled up everywhere. So then did some country music, and my son, he had then grown up to be a pretty good bass player, so he joined the group and played with us. So that leads up to today, and I guess currently I'm actually a part of three different groups.
Three different bands currently available.
Currently can be booked, and we'll perform for you. One is a swing band called the Classic Swing Band, but also have a gospel group with my wife named Spoken For. So we sing gospel music
just
all live.
Outstanding group.
Well,
yes.
Thank you. You have heard us recently.
I've heard you. This group.
And then the third group is really my jazz trio that goes back to the 80s. And when recently had the wonderful opportunity to play with the Lightcrust Doughboys.
And I was here for that performance, and it was just outstanding, especially when you and Art played the piano and just kind of took a...
Dueling
from
pianos.
The audience.
I'm sure that... Milton Brown and Bob Wills and those guys that formed the Lightcrust Doughboys in 1930. Yes, that means 80 years ago. And they're all gone now. But they had a tenor banjo going. They had some fiddles going. Of course, we had a great fiddle player, Jim Baker. But I'm sure, yeah, they never expected to have dueling pianos. appreciate Art Greenhall very much for that and giving me the opportunity to work with them. And I guess we'll be doing that some more in the future.
Great, great. Well, we look forward to those performances. Give us one more time, Randy, your contact information, Randy Wills.
Okay, I have the Texas Roadrunner email account, randywills@txrr.com, randywills@txrr.com. And I'm also, since my father passed away in 2002, I took over the Texas Gospel Music Hall of Fame and Museum.
Right.
Which would make for another show someday.
Right, we will. We'll come back and talk about that.
We have a website that talks about our organization and the almost 100 different people, gospel singers, that we've inducted in about 20 years. And for the Texas Gospel Music Hall of Fame, that is tgmhf.org.
Well, Randy, we appreciate you so much coming out today and talking with us. So thanks so much for joining us.
That's good. Well, you're very welcome. Thank you.